I have some injury information. I'll start with Desmond Bishop. Desmond had surgery this morning, performed by Dr. McKenzie, so he's doing well. And Greg Jennings has advanced through the protocol process and potentially will be available for Sunday's practice. With that, I'll take your questions.
Considering you haven't played a preseason game with Jermichael and Greg and everybody together, looking forward to this week if you can get those guys back. And I know you like to play, you know, a lot of time in the third game. How much can that help the offense get going?
Well, first of all, we have to see you know Greg on the field and see Jermichael on the field and go through the week of preparation and frankly see where they are as far as the rep count. You know, I would say as I stand here today, I don't know if they would go the full rep count as the other players. You know, just but I could be proven wrong. So we'll let the week determine that. But you know, we need to improve as a football team. And you know, we met with the players. We watched the film. Went through the grades. You know, went through the corrections. And it's important for us to you know, get on the in-season schedule this week. This is always a big week for a number of different reasons. And it's not just about the ones. You know, it's about every player that has the opportunity to play in the Bengals games, that he takes advantage of that opportunity to be part of our 53.
What was your assessment of Graham Harrell after watching the film?
Graham Harrell, I would say Graham probably graded out higher than the perception of the questions or how people felt that he played. You know, the quarterbacks are graded in detail. You know, there's some throws that he missed, the two interceptions. You know, we call it rebound pass. Some people call it Hail Mary. I mean, no one should come down with that football, you know, other than a Green Bay Packer. So, and he had pressure coming off the backside and wasn't able to pull up for the throw. And then the naked is, you know, clearly on the receiver falling down. I gave him an accurate throw on that particular play. So he's growing. He's getting a full dose of you know what it's like to play when more things go wrong, unfortunately, than normal. And we need to do a better job as an offense, and he will do a better job leading us.
So, Mike, you don't have any doubt that Graham could come in and win for you in the NFL based on what you've seen so far out of his progression?
I mean, that's why we're in the preseason. You know, we haven't picked a team today. We'll take all four games like we do every year, and we'll let the process determine the full roster. So, and Graham's part of that process.
Mike, what did you think of the second O-line?
I'm sorry?
What did you think of the number two's offensive line?
Second offensive line needs to play better. All right, they did not grade out very well. I thought the first group graded out very well, but that was not the case with the second group. So, you know, once again, you talk about opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity there. You know, there's jobs to be won, and I think it's great that they got to play, you know, against the personnel in Cleveland. That's what you need. You want tough competition in these preseason games, and that was a good experience for those guys.
Mike, did you get any other information from the surgery as to whether Desmond might come back this season, or is it still too early?
No final decision has been made on Desmond's status as far as the season.
Does the intensity get heightened this week with A, you guys having two losses, but B, just after this game, you got to make the first wave of cuts?
Well, the awareness is heightened because, once again, if I was going to go through a quick overview, part of the overview I went through with the football team, you know, I would state the offense took a step back, the defense took a step back, but the special teams definitely improved last night. So very happy with the film and the special teams work. So the most important thing is the urgency of you know exercising a game plan, you know applying it on the road mechanics, you know playing on the road, you know hopefully it'll be a good crowd in Cincinnati and you know working crowd noise and all those things that you need to do because you know this will be our last home game in a month with us playing Kansas City in the preseason and then opening up with the first two games at home. So this is an important game for a number of reasons, but most importantly, we got to grow as a football team.
Mike, just to clarify, Finley, will you be back at practice this week?
Or? I'm hopeful. I mean, you have to ask me Sunday. So he's getting better. His running and testing has picked up. He ran out on the field before the game last night, and so he's getting close, is what they tell me.
Is there hope for your running back core getting healthier, like Sane?
Yeah. I'm hopeful John will be back, you know, with the ankle. And Cedric Benson will practice Sunday in pads. And I think Brandon may be another week away. Pretty good hamstring pull that he had. So,
Aaron after the game mentioned that he thought the running game needed to do a little bit better. I guess what are your thoughts on where you guys are at with the running game? I realize that not a whole lot of opportunities for the first unit.
I'm sorry, but I didn't get the first part.
Yeah, Aaron, after the game, mentioned that he thought the running game needed to improve. I guess, where do you think you are there?
Well, you know, once again, running the football, you have to commit to it. So we didn't win the down against Cleveland in the run game like we would like. And you know, that's what we have to do, because you want to be playing with favorable down and distance. So, you know, really, you know, we started with Alex and the run. Yeah. You know, guys are probably making fun of me for saying this. The run was a real priority last night because, you know, the fact we had three running backs and with Alex Green being on the rep count. So I wasn't really interested in going out there and trying to pound the ball. But it'll be important for us to run the ball here the next 2 weeks.
Have you shown that in training camp that you think you'll be all right when the games? Do you think you'll be all right there once the games start here in September?
You talk about with the
running game, yeah.
Run game. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're working for. You know, we haven't, you know, with our injury situation to the running backs, we haven't run the ball as much in practice as we did the first 2 weeks. So hopefully we can get back on schedule.
You mentioned the special teams, Mike. What did you like about what you saw?
Well, first of all, just how they're flying around. I mean, we got some young guys that have really improved from year one to year two. I like the rookies. That they've picked it up there, you know, particularly if it starts in the coverage units. I mean, those are the, you know, two units, the punt and the kickoff that you really focus on. So, I mean, just the discipline was very good. And I'm going through the grades, but then you know, we had the one to come out there, the one that went to the left on the coverage. But for the most part, I mean, they graded out of the winning performances were. I want to say in the 80%, so I was very pleased with the percentages.
Two more. Mike, you've said in the past you prefer a running back by committee approach. Is that still kind of your thinking?
Well, that's not accurate, Mike. I never said I preferred running back by committee. That's the world that we're in. I mean, to me, running back by committee, one guy carries it all the time. The players determine that. I've never stood up here, and if I did, then correct me. Instead of, you know, I prefer to do it that way. I mean, I think there's benefits to it, but if there's an individual on your football team that clearly makes a statement that he can carry the whole load, then he will. Now, over the course of a long season, I mean, like I said, there's benefits to having more than one guy ready, because going with the one guy, and I've done it in the past in prior jobs, you know, if that individual gets hurt, which, you know, running back is a pretty high-risk position, then the training and the readiness of the number two and the three and potentially four is not available as you would like.